Have you ever been lost in the woods and you had to say, I know the way home? This has happened to me a number of times, and I had to say, I know the way home, even though the way home was not obvious. It was not obvious which direction I was to go. It was not obvious which way I was to go. It was not obvious where north, south, east, or west was. The sun was not there to guide me, and none of the stars were of any benefit to me, since I hadn't made them my treasures, and I did not know the way to go home. And it was a very tough and a very demanding experience. One time I was up in the North Woods visiting at my parents' home, and they had 300 acres around a lake frontage of Rice Lake there, with 2 miles of river frontage, and then all the land around it was virgin land. You wouldn't know where their land began and somebody else's land started, or the national parks were, or where state parks were, or other things where that were abundantly all around, plus the Indian reservations. There's a lot of wild land, wild, wild land. And I'd gone out for a walk in the afternoon, and I was just getting really enthusiastic in meditations and listening within and being very careful about what I was saying to myself. And I walked for a long distance, and the sun set and the moon came out, and I wasn't sure which end the moon came out, but I guess it came up on the east and settled in the west. But I was lost. I had walked and walked. I had walked past many lakes, beautiful little lakes, some big lakes, lakes that were up on the side of the hills and lakes that were down in the valleys, forests everywhere with every type of tree that northern Wisconsin was heir to. It was beautiful. And it was a spring day, and it was cool in the evening, very cool. And as the evening wore on, it got cooler, and I was dressed for the day. And so, there I was, walking along, thinking to myself, I know the way home, I know the way home, I know the way home. And something in my heart said, sure you do. Yeah, you can make yourself believe that if you want, but sure you do. You really know the way home. And the way to get home is to begin to listen within yourself. And so, as you listen within yourself, as you learn within yourself to find the way home, you find that there are many wonderful channels, many wonderful things that you can do that will bring you right to where you want to go and right to what you want to do and be. Now, I said that to myself. I said, I know the way home. And I said it again and again and again. And the moon was just a sliver. It wasn't a large moon to give plenty of light, but it gave a little light. And there I was in this pathless wilderness, miles from my parents' home, and I had no idea where the house was. I had no idea how to get there. I had no idea what to do. So I decided there's no sense in continuing walking. I would stop and I would gather my forces about me. So I stopped and I gathered my forces about me. And as I stopped, I said to myself, I know the way home. I know the way home. And then I stopped saying that. And then I just said, okay, God, you know the way home. You're in me, you're me, you guide me, you show me the way, you know the way home. Jesus said, go to the Father within, who seeth in secret, and he'll reward you openly. So I went. I went to God within. And I said, God, what's the way home? And I sat there quietly listening. And as I sat there quietly listening, the nightlife of the forests of northern Wisconsin were beginning to wake up. The animals that prowled around at night, went out looking for food, were out now. The deer were walking here and there. The bear were truly here and there, too. All of these creatures, not one of them brought fright to my mind, because I loved all these creatures. I have never had an unhappy experience with any wild animal, and I never expect I will, or tame domesticated animal. I never had a bad experience. So I sat and meditated and listened. And I was used to dieting, so though it might pass my supper time, I wasn't hungry for supper. But I was just relaxed and peaceful. And I leaned back against the tree where I was sitting, and it was just a comfortable arc. And I was looking up at the moon, the little sliver that's up in the sky, and I figured it was sort of over in the east somewhere. But it certainly wouldn't be a really good clue to me, because up there in northern Wisconsin, there were cities between cities of 20 to 50 miles or better, and they were not very big, and you would have a very difficult time trying to find them. So I just sat still and listened. And then, as though some voice that I had not listened to for a long time began speaking to me from within, and it said, "Okay, are you ready to do as I ask you to do?" And I thought, boy, that's a bossy voice that's telling me, am I willing to do as it asked me to do? And I said, sure, why not? I mean, I got a voice to answer me from within myself saying, was I ready to do whatever it tells me to do? And so what the heck, why not say yeah? So I said yeah. And the voice says, boy, that's not a very encouraging yeah from you. Yes, I will follow whatever you tell me. I will, and I will believe it, and regardless of how much I walk, I will not doubt. And the voice said, good. And so the voice had me turn around and go in the opposite direction that I would have gone, in the opposite direction of the upcoming moon. And the voice said, now, just follow me as I tell you to turn right or left. Do not pay any attention to where you're going or what you're doing, or don't make any judgments. Just listen within and follow what I tell you to do. Now, I've been meditating and praying for many years, seeking to find the ability to listen intuitively. But right now, I was getting a square deal. I was hearing the words very powerfully and very clearly of what I should do. So I walked in the darkness, and I went right, and I went left, and I went forward. I did everything the voice told me. I could not see the forest floor most of the time, and apparently I was walking on the trail of the forest animals. They had left a trail here and there. It certainly wasn't a people trail, but it was an animal trail, and I walked along, and I was very sure of my feet. And I just walked very comfortably and very positively. And I walked and I walked. Well, perhaps an hour had passed. I had not my watch with me, so I didn't know the time. But perhaps an hour had passed. And then I began to have a little teensy-weensy doubt. And the voice in me says, I hear that. Okay, I'm sorry. I believe. And so I believed, and I continued walking. I thought, what the heck, if it's going to be that powerful, and if it could be so aware of my ingratitude and my inconsistency, I sure am going to follow it. Well, I followed. Well, in another 15 minutes, I was right in front of my parents' cabin. I did not see it in the dark. There were no lights on, because I was the only one there. I did not have any telltale mark, because I came along a strange animal trail, which took me up and down and round about in many ways that I would not have gone. And when I arrived at my parents' home, I said, okay, thank you. I accept. That was wonderful of you to lead me right straight home here. And the voice said something strange to me. It says, "Herb, it ain't over yet." And I thought, now what does that mean? Here I am, right in front of the house. All I have to do is go in, the door is unlocked and everything is ready, and light the lamp, since there's no electricity right now. And I went in, and I lit the lamp. And there, sitting in the corner, was an old fellow that I had not met before or seen. He's sitting in one of the chairs, and he was just sitting there, didn't say a thing. I lit the lamps, I put a fire in the fireplace, and the place began to warm up pleasantly. And I said to him, "Well, sir, who are you?" And he said, "I was lost, and I didn't know my way. But suddenly, somebody showed me the way, and I ended up here." I don't know what it's all about, but that's what it is. And I said, "Well, where were you going?" And he said, "Well, I'm a friend of Herb and Ella, and they said I could come up and stay in their cabin when I was up here. And I presume this is their cabin." "Oh, yes, that's my mom and dad. That's their cabin." "Well, I got here, but I don't know how. I don't know how. I parked my car out at the beginning of the road at the highway because there was a blockade against the road." "Oh, that's right. The bridge was out and they put a blockade across there. And so I walked in and I walked across the river." And you walked across the river? "Well, sure. I found a shallow part where there were some stones and I walked over them." "Oh, well, all right. And then I came here, and then lo and behold, here you are." "Well, why didn't you light the lanterns, the kerosene lanterns? Why didn't you make some sign of life?" "I was just so happy to be here. I was sitting here meditating and thinking good thoughts and praising God that God brought me through to this, and it was a wonderful thing." And I said, "My friend, you and I were in the same boat. You finding your way here, and I was here and went out for a walk, got lost and found my way back home, but the divine in me showed me the way, just as surely as the divine in you showed you the way." "Yeah, I gotta believe it," he said. "I gotta believe it." I said, "Well, now, what is your name?" And he said, "Arnold." And I said, "Well, Arnold, how about some dinner?" And he said, "Very good. I haven't got a thing with me. Got lots in the car, but nothing here. So thank you very much. I am hungry." So I made us both a very wonderful spaghetti dinner with meatballs, and we just had a wonderful sharing time. I know the way home. Now, after this experience, I know the way home even better, because I listen, and I carefully listen, and I care. And because I carefully listen and I care, the way is always open before me. But the big thing that I learned was, when you listen, follow what it tells you, without any doubt, without any hesitation, without any feeling that you know better. Because if you have asked for guidance, and the guidance is given to you, the least you can do is follow it. Arnold did that too. And because he did it, he achieved the goal he wanted. Arnold was one of the bricklayers on my dad's job, and most amazing man, most amazing man. What he was doing up there, I never did find out, because we both had different interests, but he found his way, and I found my way. My friends, you know the way home too. Listen, as the divine in you reveals to you what the divine in me revealed to me, the way to go home. Have a lovely evening, have a lovely day, have a lovely life, and know that you are the way, the truth, and the light, and all find their peace by seeing you now. I love you. I love you. I love you.